This is the Dave Ross Show on News Talk 710, Cairo.
From the rolling hills of upstate New York, this is the Dave Ross Show on News Talk 710, Cairo, for 3 hours, even on this Thanksgiving Day from 9 until noon. Spreading drive-by gratitude to the masses, one listener at a time. Welcome back to the Smith Family Estate here in Glendale, New York, just a stone's throw from the Schenectady Metroplex, where our Thanksgiving cooking is underway. We've got the thank you very much for the gravy recipes. We're going to get one more from my wife, Patty, who is in Ithaca right now. And Mike in Federal Way recommends that instead of flour or cornstarch, that you stir instant mashed potatoes into the drippings and make the gravy that way. We checked the pantry. No instant mashed potatoes, so we can't take that option. But maybe others who are listening who needed emergency gravy can use that tip as well. First, though, I want to go back to... we'll go to Philomena first. Go back to Yorktown, New York. And Philomena Spallone, who is my brother's mother-in-law. And Philomena, I got you on because when I talked to my brother Peter, I asked him exactly, you know, what are you going to be eating there today? And there was a pause. He didn't exactly know. So I figured I better go to the source and get you to list exactly what's going to be on the menu at your Thanksgiving meal today.
Okay, we have an antipasto with fresh mozzarella, prosciutto, ham, salami, olives, roasted pepper, and stuffed mushroom.
Mm.
Then we have a homemade soup, turkey soup, with small meatballs. And I cook some kind of pastina in the soup, you know, served nice and warm for everybody.
That sounds delicious.
Stuffed turkey with the sausage stuffing and celery and onions. And then we have mashed potatoes, sweet mashed potatoes, and baked yams.
And so both the regular mashed potatoes and the baked yams.
Yes, and then we have salad and fruit and nuts and sweet, all kind of cakes. Pies, apple pie, pumpkin pie, all cheesecake, and homemade cookies.
Did you mention, was there turkey in there somewhere?
Yes, the stuffed, the big turkey, 22-pound turkey with the stuffing.
What kind of stuffing you put in it, Philomena?
I made a sausage and celery and onions and bread, you know. And I stopped that, and it's really delicious. We have been making it for 40 years. My kids like it.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Sounds fabulous.
We're 19 people, and we have 10 grandchildren. So we.
How many grandchildren going to be there?
10.
10?
10.
Do you make them all sit at the kids' table?
Yes, we have two long tables. One for the kids and one for the big kids.
Now, is anybody helping you make all this, or you're doing it yourself?
Well, no. My daughter, Maria made me a cake, and Anna made me, a pumpkin pie. My daughter-in-law made me a cake, and my other daughter-in-law made me a sweet potato pie.
What are the men doing?
Well, they're drinking right now.
Good. I'm glad that they're doing their part.
Joe is pouring, right?
Some antipasto, and now they eat. They're having a couple of drinks. We have an imported Italian wine from Abruzzi.
Oh, yes. Abruzzi. Dad, the wine from Abruzzi.
It's very good wine.
It's the best.
Yeah. Well, that sounds delicious. Thank you. I knew that if anybody knew what the menu was going to be, it would be you, Philomena.
Okay,
thanks very much.
Thank you.
All right,
you
so long.
Have a good holiday, all of you.
Hey, you too. Thank you.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's Philomena Spallone in Yorktown, my brother's mother-in-law. And we will now go over to my mother-in-law's house in Ithaca, New York, where my wife, Patty, is standing by. I'm guessing that you won't be eating quite that much over there this afternoon.
No. I just called in because I had found this interesting gravy recipe, which my mother thought she might modify. And it has apple cider and bourbon.
Ooh, now that sounds nice.
That does sound interesting.
I wonder if they have any bourbon here.
Well, okay, do you have orange juice? They have that as a substitute.
For bourbon?
That's no substitute for bourbon.
Well, okay, but they also put a little bit of orange peel in it, and they do use just the flour and the chicken broth and add it to the drippings.
Yeah.
And add apple cider as well. So.
Well, I believe that Diane is actually going to try. Did she say she was going to try to do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So Diane is. She's not. She was going to throw up her hands and just give up on the gravy, and we're just going to dip the meat in the drippings. But now, apparently, encouraged by you and the other listeners, she's going to attempt something a little more artful than that. So what are you having there today?
Oh, it's always the same stuff, you know. But I don't even care about the gravy, so I just thought that because Mom said she might want to use that, that would be fine. No, you know, all we had to do was sort of add some vegetables, a choice of either green beans or asparagus, and Mom thinks the asparagus looks okay.
Yeah.
And then we made the apple stuffing, which, you know, you've had on the air for probably 4 or 5 years now.
Yes.
That's what Mom always makes, so... That's mostly apples, and you know, it's more other stuff besides the bread, and I kept trying to sneak more bread in so it'd have more substance.
But, yeah. You know. Why, is she against, she's anti-bread?
Well, it says bread crumbs, and that makes it soggy, so we just used regular, you know, pieces of bread instead of just, you know, like, you know, powdered bread is essentially you can do it. So I had sort of added in maybe twice as much bread. It only has one cup of bread crumbs.
Well, I added three. That's pathetic. Well, how many people are you going to have there today?
Well, only, you know, my brother and his wife and Mom and me. That's it.
Yeah. So it's going to be so how big a turkey did you get?
Oh, she bought two breasts already cooked. We went.
Well, she's not even cooking the turkey then.
No. We
it's
went,
just
really
the stuffing.
Here.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Just
that's
the stuffing. And I kept saying, this is supposed to serve six. It looks like it serves two. She says, oh, I think it's ample. You know how it is.
I think it's called portion control.
I think that's
particularly dedicated to have portion control even on Thanksgiving.
I know. It's very distressing. And Linda, my sister-in-law says, please call me if you need any food. So she says, don't worry, I'll have a snack for you.
I think this is a very instructive contrast. Philomena with the 15 main dishes versus you with the two chicken breasts and a couple of servings of stuffing.
Turkey breasts,
I'm sorry.
And let's not forget, Kevin is bringing the Kahlua yams.
Oh, good, okay.
And Linda's making ported cranberry sauce. I don't know, cranberry sauce with pork.
So. Apparently, we don't even have cranberry sauce this year.
I have a can only.
We have a can. Oh, a can. Okay. Because Judy was supposed to bring the fresh cranberries, organically grown, but apparently forgot to do that.
I did.
Oh, that's too bad. Yeah. Well, you know.
So what are you having for the dessert? What's the dessert? What's the big, gooey, plentiful dessert that you're going to have today?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I can't remember. Oh, this is
don't
terrible.
Tell me you forgot to do dessert.
Wait a minute. Oh, I know what they're having. It's because I wasn't too keen on it. No, Mom says I have these wonderful little mince tarts, and I'm not a big mince person, right? So Kevin brought over a couple of days ago a cranberry. No, it wasn't cranberry. It was orange apricot crisp. And so he says, well, you can have this, and the rest of us will have mincemeat tarts. So that's it.
Oh, that sounds good.
It will be good, and I may be able to have ice cream on it if I'm really good.
That's what I was thinking. I mean, any kind of apricot tart needs to have some sort of whipped cream on it. Are you allowed to do that, or does that violate the portion control rule?
Light ice cream.
Light ice cream.
Freezer burn.
Jeez.
I thought you should know how the real people live.
No, I find it very instructive. Every time I hear these contrasts, I just wonder how any family holds together.
Right.
Well, have a good time. Say hi to your mom.
Yes, and happy Thanksgiving to you if you ever get a chance to eat.
Oh, we will. Actually, we're not going to serve till 5, I understand, and in between then, Judy's going to take me for a walk.
Before or after?
No, before.
Before. Work up an appetite.
After the broadcast, there'll be 2 hours between the end of the broadcast and beginning of Thanksgiving, and she's going to take me for a walk. She's trying to get me to go spinning at Gold's Gym tomorrow morning, where she assures me I can work up a really good sweat.
Oh, bucket.
Why don't you go belly dancing?
Forget it. Forget it.
Actually, that would be good, too.
Yeah, she could do that. That's also in her portfolio, besides the yoga and the veganism, is the belly dancing. Well, if we're not playing Monopoly, I guess you could have belly dancing instruction. All right, Patty, thanks.
Okay. Well, happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, so long.
Bye, Patty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.